Hey, Pistol.
Hey, Dagger.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, it's gotta be about 3 o'clock.
No, dumbass. It's time for the Pistol and Dagger Society, presented by Meltdown Comics. We hit the LA streets to fill the kitchen table seats. Our guests live really cool lives, and we ask a bunch of questions about it the entire time.
1, 2, 3.
John Bonham moment.
That was perfect.
Yes. Blonde moment.
By the way,
yeah,
that's the best opening to a Pistol and Dagger Society presented by Meltdown Comics show ever.
I think it was the percussion section. You guys did good.
You actually had to tell me to fade just because I didn't know how to fade naturally.
Yeah. Adam, you are?
I'm Adam.
Sadie,
Wednesday's
you
finest.
Sadie Mae, you are?
Sadie Mae.
And okay. Kenny Goldstein,
Jack Dempsey,
G. Who are you?
And our guest, Lucy LaForge.
Lucy LaForge.
Hey, hey.
And actually sitting in on percussion, our friend Lucas here as well.
Again.
Yep.
Pritchard.
I'm just
yep.
Part of the Pritchard. Furniture.
And a previous VIP guest.
Charlie. What?
Yeah,
oh,
here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah
we should actually, you know, at some guests point, sitting we should, in with us here.
But we should say at some point that we're recording this in my house in Hollywood.
I think that's apropos.
I also, because I feel like we are not in the cabin, because there is a cabin here, but we're at the kitchen table.
Sorry, guys. Hold on.
We've been we've taken a break between recording episodes to eat some Fresh Brothers pizza.
Fresh Brothers pizza.
Beautiful pizza.
Delicious.
Beautiful
good pizza.
Yeah, it was delicious good. Pizza.
And so, by the way, the Fresh Brothers barbecue sauce... is really, really good.
Well, you know, I'm very proud to say that Scott has a lot to do with all the, that stuff. Our guy that's involved with Pistol and Dagger and Jack Dempsey and our music and stuff. And Lucy, I don't know if you know this, but our show on Friday we're doing with you, Acoustic Royale 2,
mm-hmm.
is also going to be sponsored by Fresh Brothers.
All right.
See? Yeah, so
I'll be there.
I mean, how did Fresh Brothers again get into this? Because it's pretty cool. Because the other event that you went to, for Sadie's birthday,
yeah,
that you
and
hosted,
Lucy's.
And Lucy's birthday,
yeah,
Fresh Brothers sponsored that.
All this talk of Fresh Brothers is making my dog jump up for more pizza.
There you go.
Well, because here's the thing.
I mean, how did that connection
So I want to say, I actually grew up in the same town as the guy, the brothers that started Fresh Brothers. And it tastes a lot to me like our little pizza place in our little small town in Illinois, where I'm from. And they actually did work at some of those pizza places in that small town. So it's got that thin crust Chicago thing. And I'm not sure where the wings come from. I think it's Indiana because he's got an Indiana store.
I think it's
store.
A pizza thing.
It's a pizza thing. I don't get the whole wing thing myself.
I love wings.
But
Adam
I do
loves
get
the sauce.
Fantastic
Roll
guests.
Tide.
Roll Tide.
So thanks to Fresh Brothers for helping us make this happen, because then we got to, in our last segment, enjoy our friend Luke from across the pond.
Oh, man.
And actually from Ocean? Just down the street in Temecula comes Lucy.
LaForge. LaMare. That is my first question
don't
for
yell,
Lucy.
Don't yell.
I have to.
Don't yell in the mic.
Sadie's only got two volumes. Sadie and then yelling Sadie.
You can't hear Sadie. Okay.
Go on. Okay. Go on. Sorry, Sadie.
What is, Lucy and LaMare is your stage name?
Yeah, it's my
band
stage
name.
Who is I usually LaMare? Play with a band. That's just me giving credit to all the people backing me up on stage.
It's called the sea.
It's meant for the sea, yeah. I really love the sea. I grew up sailing every summer and...
Cool.
So had to be in the name.
There's not water by Temecula. Where'd you go?
There's not. Out to Dana Point. Have you ever been down there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I yelled again.
I actually go to your Temecula. No, perfect, sorry to talk about Temecula so much, but I go to the Temecula Farmers Market.
You do?
From time to time. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
I love it down there.
How far is Temecula from LA?
45 minutes.
Gotcha.
In traffic,
it's
could be
an hour
and 15.
Yeah.
No, it's an hour 40.
I don't actually drive, so it's hard for me to... I don't have a car.
Yeah, your car
Kenny failed
story
his driver's
is so
license
weird.
Test so many
it's
times.
Not a moral decision.
Oh. Yeah. It was, well, it was based on. You actually had to do a Family Guy if you want to know the truth.
Family Guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am not somebody that should be behind the wheel of a car.
True story.
And it's a very long story, but by a set of circumstances, I ended up with a very obnoxious sedan, BMW sedan. And I found I was so bored driving that I would watch Netflix on my phone.
This is the craziest story I've ever heard. Well, he drives and watches Netflix.
Yeah, you shouldn't be driving.
I mean, what a fucking jerk. I mean, I'm sorry. I love you.
I love
but
you
that's
too.
Really mean.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You
there was like there was a moment. What happened was back on September 11th of all dates, I was driving to a meeting in Hollywood, and I was at an intersection, and I was bored, and I pulled my phone out, and I stuck
ridiculous.
It on my dashboard, and I was watching an old Family Guy episode that I'd seen 1,000 times, and the guy next to me, I looked over, and he had that attitude. He looked at me, he goes, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, I'm going to kill someone.
Yes.
And I don't want this car anyways. I don't like driving. I'm not somebody that deserves to be driving. And so I happened to ironically be right by the BMW dealership in Beverly Hills. And I drove in and I walked to the nearest person and I said, how much would it cost me to get rid of this car right now? Just to get off the contract of this car. And they threw a number at me. And it was pretty high because that's,
yeah.
I don't know if it was a German Jew thing, but I'm just going to throw it out there to start a little controversy
here.
But
where's this going?
Just did that.
Well, he gave up his car.
Let's go back to music.
I gave my car up that day.
Music
so,
is love.
So you have to pay to get
music
rid of a car.
$6,000.
He broke the contract.
He's breaking the contract.
$6,000.
It's the craziest thing.
So I pay for it every month.
Can I tell you guys the real craziness of this whole fucking story?
Adam.
That his attention span is so short that when he pulls up to an intersection, he gets bored enough to decide, I'm going to activate Netflix. I'm going to pick a show and start watching because I'm bored at an intersection.
I forgot what we were talking about. We were talking about me?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Intersections are quite boring, though.
But don't you think, though,
that's why they have roundabouts in London all the time?
Hey, roundabouts are exciting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You never know what's going to happen.
Those
are
good.
I got a good transition. Lucy's just back from tour. Lucy, how was the first leg of your tour? Because we're about to join you on the second leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did 7 shows, 7 days, and yesterday was my first day off, and I was a zombie. I just slept. It was beautiful.
Did you watch Netflix?
No.
At an
intersection. I was that tired. Yeah. No, I just hung out.
Nice.
How were your shows? Did you do some wineries and stuff?
Yeah, I booked some wineries because I thought it'd be kind of fun.
Did you get free wine?
So much free wine.
We
and
gotta
they,
book
they
wineries.
Just pay really
that
well.
Is
to be
fun.
Very like blunt.
By the way, don't ever take me to a wine tasting.
Good note.
Control
good
myself.
Note.
And they're just good people, you know. It's like people who go to a winery
and
they
drink wine and then love music.
Yeah, and you're in the middle of nowhere and with like a field.
Yeah,
and,
no, that sounds
the whole town
awesome.
Comes out to like a barn. Playing
so you could product placement a favorite winery.
Yeah, what was the winery?
Oh, I played like two.
Do you know their names? Do you know their names?
I played Sculptera, and then I did a Good Medicine Present show at Tooth and Nail Winery.
Mm.
And that was a great one. It was filled with LA people, though.
So was it in LA?
No.
We have a winery downtown LA. Paso. People don't know this. There's a winery in downtown Los Angeles.
Yes, there is.
Oh, really? Yeah. Cares. Really?
Nobody actually does care.
Burn.
It's right down by where the brewery's loft is. There's a winery down there.
Yeah.
And they have wine tastings and the whole thing. No.
Wine's good. I like... It's in LA.
No, it's not a good thing. No.
So if you want to extend your streak of wineries,
go downtown.
Go downtown.
Downtown.
Well, we're hitting the road to South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to make our way back through Utah and Colorado and Oklahoma for a minute.
Yeah, we're going all over.
We've got to find something to do in Oklahoma.
Are we going there now?
Well, there's a little piece of Oklahoma we have to drive through.
All right.
Because, you know,
Carrie
there's
Underwood.
Like a little
Woo!
Sliver of,
oh my goodness.
Of Oklahoma between Texas.
I've never been. I'm excited just to drive through it.
There you go.
Lucy, how long have you been playing?
I'm getting nervous about this town.
How long have you been doing this?
3 years.
And you sound like that newbie. After 3 years?
Well, I had a lot of catching up to do.
You're a newbie?
Damn.
I'm a newbie.
3 years this and you can do that? You started from nothing and like
oh,
you didn't
wasn't
play
that good.
But did you play? No, when did you start playing good.
This is a baritone ukulele. I play guitar. My dad taught me like 4 chords when I was like 13, and so I knew, you know, every Red Hot Chili Pepper song. But just a few years ago, I started.
Can you
writing.
Play any Red Hot Chili Pepper songs on this?
You know, it's actually hard
because
they have all those a lot of bass. You don't have those nice bass notes that they play.
I'd like to hear her do Under the Bridge.
No. Yeah,
we gotta put that behind me.
Come on, Lucy.
Come on.
Oh, I did a Blink 182 cover on this tour, though, because I was.
Which one? I love Blink. Which one? I named a rabbit
it's
Blink after
it's
Blink 182.
Damn it.
Can we hear a verse
do
of it?
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hold on one sec.
Damn it. Do it.
Mic. Okay. Our friend do Lucy's
it,
gonna play.
It.
Oh yeah, you can't hear it. You guys know this one. It's alright to tell me what you think about me. I won't try to argue or hold it against you. I know that you're leaving. You must have your reasons. Do you know the song?
Yeah.
You guys
By the way,
it?
I'm sorry.
So
I just want to say,
good.
Lucy, that
I'm
was
making
beautiful.
It depressing.
I don't know that song, but
Kenny
I did
ruins
turn
everything.
That off.
I love
that
song.
Apparently,
you know
that
song.
And you know
Everybody
what?
Knows
the
that
whole
song.
Time that's happening, Charlie's like in Ken's lap, just
it's the dog. Story.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy. Dog just got a cast off, so he's just starting to feel himself.
Oh,
again.
Yeah. You jumped
and
out of a
feel
tree
you
or
apparently.
Good Lord.
If you guys are trying to get to this picture,
I think he's just trying to get pizza. Is what's happening.
So, how many songs do you perform during a set or when you perform?
Like a gig or a festival kind of thing.
I don't know.
They usually give you like a 40-minute block.
And how many songs can you fill up with that?
How many songs
you
do you
can
have?
Can be like 9 or 10. I have a ton of songs. I've only put out something like 6 or 7.
Did you record at Abbey Road?
I mastered my stuff at Abbey Road.
What?
Because I like their master people.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That
did
is
you stay
cool.
there for a while?
No, I did it all from here.
Oh.
He sent it over, yeah.
Cool.
Dang.
So they master it?
I would have loved to go Abbey Road? Over.
Yes, we have, yeah.
We're going to bring the acoustic royals over there.
The people are amazing.
They're good people, right?
And they kind of like they keep that tradition of like being like lab coat wearing technicians.
Yeah,
you know they're like
it's a science.
Yeah,
we are
yeah.
engineering.
What did you guys record there?
We done quite a few things there. There's a TV show.
Luke's in a band called the Kooks, by the way.
Yeah,
the future Kooks.
The future Kooks now, as named by Sadie. Thank you for that.
Well, it's a complicated story. Listen to the last episode.
That's the next chapter.
Sadie just plugged the last episode.
I love it. She's a pro.
Right on, Sadie Mae.
He said plug.
Wait, so what was it like there? I'm curious because I didn't get to go in.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, we did the room, you know, the Beatles room, the smaller one, where they used to smoke pot and like you go in
the.
You,
all the pictures are from.
Yeah, yeah, it's so weird because so basically there was a TV show. Actually, weirdly, we randomly got on this TV show right at the beginning when our first album came out. And it was like live at Abbey Road. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you guys
Oh
get
yeah,
it
I know that. That's
yeah, and
true,
it's,
yeah.
it's but it's. The sound in there is just awesome. We end up doing it a couple of times because, like you say, the people are cool. We got on, but we also did an acoustic version of our album there, But it's insane. So you go in, they have the piano that like Lady Madonna was done on.
Wow.
Like they know the what, like it's like, oh yeah, Paul, that was Paul's favorite piano. And they're just stacked up like seven pianos in the corner. It's weird.
I will say to you something cool though about Los Angeles is what you don't realize being here, like visiting here, is just how many epic studios are right where you are.
Yeah.
Like on the corner of Wilcox and Cahuenga is Wally Hedder's studio where Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Jackson Brown, Hendrix all recorded the street here. But now it's a coffee shop.
I have a picture in front of it on my Instagram.
And then down the street is where Billy Preston's piano is from all the Let It Be sessions. Next to Urban Outfitters.
But it's not Abbey Road, man. We're talking Abbey Road here, buddy.
Still, it's cool.
It's not Muscle Shoals, man.
That's the cool thing about LA, though.
Oh, Muscle Shoals. That was great.
Have you been there?
No, but I just watched the documentary. Yeah.
Stones Recorder, yeah.
There's, I mean, we actually did some stuff at the Village Recorder, which I really love, and that's got a good history. That's a mad. Have you been there?
Yeah.
Do you know the place I'm in? Yeah. It's like amazing history. It's like used to be a Masonic temple, then the Maharishi took it over as a healing center.
Here in LA.
Yeah, it's in Santa Monica. And that's a cool place. So I mean,
you need to go to Village.
But you're right.
They do a bunch of events there.
How have people been responding to your stuff? Like, how has the industry picked up on you yet? Like, where are you at with your industry response?
I'm at, like, the indie level where you're getting, like, indie contracts that are terrible.
What's you're a negotiating crowd response?
Them, yeah, you're still getting, I see recognition.
Crowds are great. Yeah. That's why I love touring so much.
So how many people will come to see Lucy LaForge? Is my mic going out?
Yeah, it's
a bit happening. Staticky.
Yeah. So how many people do come out to see a Lucy LaForge show?
For a Lucy and Lemaire. That's the band.
Right.
About like 45.
That's awesome. And so they're vibing.
This is like a big show because we've done, you know, the Roxy opening spots or the Rose Bowl. We played there last May.
Oh, wow.
That was a lot of people.
How many people was that?
That was a lot of people.
That's like a 100,000 stadium.
Yeah. No, it was like a 10,000 people festival for the LA Vegan Beer Fest. It was super fun. But yeah, it just depends.
All right.
It's the wire to the microphone or the earphones? We got a little technical issue.
Going. Were going earlier.
Everything's into here.
All right. Well, we're good. We're good. Sorry. Rose Bowl. So, let's get back to Rose Bowl real quick. I want to finish that one. Because that's awesome. Did like people.
Cool.
What?
have you ever been to the Rose Bowl Flea to see that violin player that's out there that's dressed like a character from Halo? He's dressed like Master Chief.
The Rose Bowl Flea Market.
No, but I was unaware of it.
The Rose Bowl Flea Market.
You know so much about LA, man.
He does. I love exploring Los Angeles.
And then he loves to leave it.
I do. Actually, I will say one thing, just hearkening back to not having a car. Since not having a car, I don't want to leave as much. I like being here now because I don't have a car.
In the city or?
I had a thing for, I've been here 18 years and every weekend I had to leave. I would go mentally insane if I stayed here. And then I didn't have
a car. He planned
all
these weekend trips. I was like, nope, gotta work.
By the way,
I'm going to say, nope.
He can't stay at an intersection without pulling Netflix. All I'm saying.
Anyways, there is a guy who dresses as Master Chief from Halo and plays the violin at the Rose Bowl Flea, but I'm assuming that's different than what you did.
Yeah, not the same thing.
A kawashi,
but cool, but very cool.
10,000 people, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. We were. Shit. Who else was on the bill?
White nervous?
Buffalo and Jamestown Revival were that day too.
I love Jamestown Revival.
No,
they're great.
Do you get nervous?
They're just really hot. I think
the more people
that
you're in front
songs.
Of, the less nervous.
Really?
No, I don't get nervous. I did when I first started, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been in front of 10,000 people performing, so.
That's a big
but I guess if I had your talents, I'd be performing.
I played 10,000 once.
Did you?
At the Lake Tahoe 4th of July Festival, I was the headliner.
Nice.
2014. Nice.
It was cool because as soon as I did like a medley at the end of John Cougar and Bob Seger and stuff, and at the end of it, the fireworks exploded over the lake.
Oh, I want fireworks.
I want to ask Luke.
Actually,
Luke, what is the biggest audience
I have fireworks
ever
at home.
From?
They're illegal in LA, but I brought them from Alabama.
Hold on. My friend Luke's got a question. What is the biggest,
question? You mean an answer.
Headlining show you guys have done in front of an audience?
The biggest one we did was Glastonbury. We played second for headline, and I was very drunk.
How many people were there?
90,000. Like
19 or 90?
No, 90. Yeah,
90,000.
Maybe more. Yeah, it was insane.
That's insane.
So you guys were on stage in front of 90,000 people.
Yep.
Do you pause at those moments and just look out and go?
No, he was drunk.
Yeah.
I was just like,
it was awesome.
Honestly, it was too early for us. It was like we were so young. We were like 20 or something, 21, and it was.
There's no pausing.
Lucy, how scared are you for this tour?
In terms of traveling with Kenny? I'm pretty nervous. Because my plan, this tour, I had originally booked it just to go along with this West Coast tour, go through Austin, play a bunch of shows in Austin for South By, and then go to Nashville and like chill for a week.
And then I met
these folks a couple weeks ago, and they're like, hold on. We could add like 8 cities or something. I don't know what it's at.
That's how it all happened?
Well, we met Lucy through our friend Israel. He's this phenomenal violin player. And we were putting together these music nights in town. I think that's how it started. I saw you on his...
Oh, no, you came to my Tainted Love release show.
Kenny was like, we got to go see this girl play. She's going to play with you. We're going to do a birthday show. It's her birthday, too. He knew everything about you.
Wow.
Well, we're fans. We think you're amazing.
It's true.
Thanks. You are amazing.
It's true. You have like a you just meant to do this. That's the one of the things that I felt.
It's the Blink 182 cover, isn't it?
Yeah. That did it.
I think you have what's called soft power.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like totally
powerful.
I can tell you what got me for Lucy and like just made me fall in love with what she does is she got the entire audience at her music video release party to get up and do a dance together.
Like and at the birthday show.
Yeah.
Do you do that at every show? Every show?
They do it.
I love that.
Yeah. Every show.
Where does that theater come from with you? Like, why does that happen?
I know the feeling because I used to go to shows growing up. That's all I would do. I spent all my money on concerts and festivals. And so having the whoever's on stage really reach out to you and get you to do something, you know, to make you kind of interact with each other because you're all there, but you're all staring at one person.
What was the most memorable moment of an artist catching you that you said, oh, I want to do what I'm picking up a tip right there or that is what I want to do.
Where'd you find your stage personality? Because it's so unique. It's so cool.
Is it? I don't know.
Shut up.
Yeah, you got balls on stage for real.
You know.
So who was an artist that inspired that did that to you?
I've never seen
that feeling
on stage.
Well, let me get my answer to my question, please.
I got a lot of questions. I'm not really sure.
You got a Led Zeppelin shirt.
Listen to Adam.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
You go.
No, I came. All right. The one artist. That inspired that
picked up a
We're having technical difficulties.
Let me see. Okay. We'll be all right.
Is
it
your
mic? What's your mic on?
So
is that a log?
It must be the mic.
Yeah. It's got weed inside.
It's a magical stump.
It sounded good today, so then we filled it with
drugs. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
I taped it.
You might just
want to
hold.
Don't swear. Just put it in the stand.
Just hold that in.
All right.
That's it.
It's not me. Okay. I'm okay.
Lucy, we were talking about where your stage persona comes from.
All right. Can you edit that out?
I'd like to know that, actually. Edit. Where does your stage persona come from? See what I did there, Adam?
Yeah, no. I want to hear a question. I hope she answers with someone she's inspired by.
She saw a tip she wanted to do. Stop talking about the tip.
It's creepy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
I used to go to a lot of Bad Religion shows. I'm a big Greg Graffin fan. He's amazing. He also has like a folk album. And when I heard his folk album, I was like, oh, this is really good. You can do punk and folk, and you can do whatever you want with music, and you can just own it and use any of your influences. And I think after that, because honestly, his folk album, like, it was good, but I wasn't blown away, but I was just inspired by the fact that he did it.
Sorry to chime in.
She's raising her hand. I don't
know. Sadie Mae, you had a question?
I thought this would be a more effective route. Do you cover any rap songs?
Rap. I really like Kid Cudi, but I don't know if that's rap.
Do you do a Cudi song?
Sometimes. Yes, obviously.
I try not to. I'm not gonna lie.
All right. Let me get my mic back in my hand.
He just wants to rap, doesn't he?
No, not again.
You rapped on an earlier episode. You were great.
No, thank you. I don't believe it.
We already placed that episode.
I'm saying on an earlier episode. I was referring.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already placed it. Okay, anyways, will you do Cudi later if we ask you to again? Which Cudi song?
I don't know which one I do. No, I don't know if I want to do it.
What?
Just because I know this is going to be weird, but there's just like so much like white appropriation in the media that I've like lately I've been like, you know what? White girl with a ukulele should not be.
White appropriation in the media
is where I'm at.
True story.
Just, you know, like Iggy and like all the...
It's all, all the racist bullshit.
Anyone can rap and anyone should rap, but I think just right now, I just feel...
Damn the man, save the empire. We're watching that in the van, by the way.
No, I get it. I get it. There's a reason. I mean, I think I like black
MCs. Yeah,
just
for a particular artist. Yeah.
This is her life is based around this movie.
We're having a conversation. They're having a conversation.
Sorry, sorry. We were talking about it. Sadie always brings up Empire Records. Like, I have a theory.
It's a great movie.
It's my Hitler theory.
Right.
Hitler comes up for the Jews, and for Girls from the South, Empire Records comes up. And also...
That's completely false. What's the one? No, it's Sadie in Empire Records.
What's
Girls from the South,
one?
Nobody knows
now
that
and
movie.
Then.
Now and then. Yeah, it's a
have
great movie.
Have you seen my drink? I think I need a drink for this conversation, and I don't have much.
I'll get one
what
for
do you.
You.
What do you
thank
want?
You. Okay. No, I got it.
Just tequila with a lime.
You did have a point there, Luke. You were going to make a point earlier when Sadie raised her hand before you raised yours.
There's just so many questions, aren't there?
Do you find her, do you find it just a natural, insanely cool thing she's got going on?
That's
what I heard when I first heard her.
And
like, fuck.
It's like really like organic, like it's like... someone whispering and singing in your head. Absolutely beautiful.
Damn. I thought that was too. I thought that you play the guitar. Can I say it? Or what?
It's a uke.
A uke.
Baritone uke, right?
I'm a guitar player, but
you play it with purpose. I mean, each finger is strong, right? I think that's the kind of power you were talking about, Luke.
Yeah, well, I would say that too. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a super thing where something is... I don't know if that's a thing, just like where it's really powerful, but at the same time it's not being right in your face.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, you...
keeping it simple.
It's just, yeah.
Is beautiful. That the philosophy?
Beautiful.
Well, I kind of have to. There's only four strings on here.
Did you like develop into the Lucy and Lemaire personality, or have you always just been like this type like person?
This is just me. I don't...
That's cool, yeah. Man.
You seem like a person out of time, like timeless, like an age, like a timeless person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm. That's a real good compliment.
And so I wonder. So I'm going to ask you. So where did these songs? Where are you writing from? Like, what are you when? Like, we were talking earlier about this. Is you know where is it coming from with you? These songs. Like, where do you get something happen to you in life and you just have to get to your guitar or uke?
They kind of just come, and I mean, I have this little apartment over in Echo Park, and whenever they come, I pick up an instrument. Like yesterday, I had my banjo out, and I was like, oh, I have an idea. And, you know, you just pick it up and start playing, and it kind of comes together that way. Thank you, Sadie.
So what did you write about yesterday?
Yesterday, just about being so tired, being, because it was kind of like this coming home feeling after, you know, it was only 7 days on the road, but it still felt like a while.
A week?
It still felt like a long week. And then I came home, and it was just very, you know, quiet in my apartment, but real loud out on Sunset, and just...
I find a lot of inspiration in that neighborhood, because you live in a very cool,
yeah, do you
artsy
love
neighborhood.
Echo
you
Park?
You live above a cool restaurant, too, right?
You know, it's...
Tell us about
it's
your neighborhood
love
you live
hate,
in. You describe it.
Because it is Echo Park. So there's, like, this beautiful lake. Have you been over there yet?
I only went that's one time.
I feel like you'd really like
but
it.
I think
did
you'd
like
Echo Park.
It when I went, but I should go more. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you should.
You go have like a picnic on the lake, you know. It's good.
I actually had, I got fined for jaywalking there.
Oh, no. Yeah, that happened. Yeah, I wouldn't
off,
go back either.
I couldn't believe it.
You got a jaywalking ticket.
It's like 200 or something.
Not even
$10
get those.
On the spot fine.
Oh, that's not bad.
Sure
like,
was a cop?
That's not bad.
$10 on the spot? Yeah, are you sure it's a cop?
I don't think that was a cop.
Sorry, hold on a second. Yeah, what happened?
Jaywalking's like 200. That's the best story I've ever
heard. It was really...
Was this in the 1800s?
They heard your accent.
They're like, here's a Brit, let's get him.
Wait, so what happened? Tell us, please. Tell us what happened.
No, it's like, I don't want to... No, Echo Park was great. It was just this one guy. We were walking. I was with the rest of the band.
Badge? Oh, with the band, okay.
And our manager, who's actually quite a good talker, so maybe he got us. But I just remember, it was quite a while ago. It was one of the first times I've ever been to LA. And we were walking. There was not a car for miles.
Oh, my God.
There's this one
sure
cop on a... There's one cop. Well, it was by a park, and it was called... They said it was Echo Park. I don't
know. Yeah, I'm sure it was.
You don't know where you are. This
was,
wasn't even
hey, nuh-uh. Echo Park is quiet at times. I go over...
It was quiet.
At
yeah.
4 a.m.
I'm not, I mean...
Yeah, 4 to 5, it's tough.
That's when I drove back from band practice.
Maybe that's when it was.
It was, yeah. It was. Listen, I don't know if it was in the center of Echo Park or whatever, but it, yeah, there's a one cop on a motorcycle, and
bitches.
He it was like I'm we walked for we walked across like one road. It's like, you know, so and we were like, oh, what have we done? You know, sorry, sir, sorry. You know, in America, you have to say sir.
Yeah, of course.
And then they say sir to you.
What are you saying?
See, nobody actually says that. In the South, you say
no.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Say sir to a cop here. Of course you do.
You have to, don't you?
You're supposed to. They correct you if you don't.
Really?
Yeah, if you're like, yes, and they're like, yes, sir.
It's so different, the cops here like to...
Oh, wow, I've never encountered a cop here.
You guys don't have guns.
Yeah, they have sticks.
Yeah, but it's like in England, it's like they're like there for you, you know? Whereas here, you're like, oh,
they're against you.
They're going to like, this guy's going to actually...
The worst experience here is calling 911.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Getting
they
put
on
hold.
Hold.
On
it's so frustrating.
You
they're like,
hold.
This is 911. Please hold.
Well, okay. So, in where I live, there's raccoons and coyotes and stuff. And
you call 911.
In the middle of the night. No, because, okay, I'm sitting here working.
I've got a
night
coyote
night.
In my
room. No.
I hear something
on my roof. I heard ka chunk.
Oh, shit.
On the roof.
Okay, Sadie Mae.
Is that what you told the cops?
And it was like a loud thing. And then I heard loud footsteps on my roof. And then it just tore off into the back. So, yes, I called 911. And it was like 45 minutes of being on hold. And during that time, I did find out it was two raccoons. But,
I feel like
but
they know.
Had it not been two raccoons, this would have been...
cameras on all of us.
Can I hear about the cool restaurant at Echo Park that you live above?
Oh, it's not cool. It's, so I live... The Echo is like the cool venue in Echo Park. So that's right across the street.
I like
on
the
Sunset.
Echoplex.
Yeah, so I'm like 30 upstairs, feet away downstairs. From that.
Right.
I'm just across the street. And there's this Mexican diner called Happy Tom's. Mm. And that's what I live above.
Oh my God, I think that's where I had my first shootout here before I lived here.
Not shootout. Luke thinks you got shot.
You mean you were involved? Like,
no, it was a witness. Photo shoot, I think.
Yeah, I thought you meant...
No, I've never
guns.
Been here. Forget it. Okay, you live above. Yeah,
you all haven't had your first shootout here?
Everyone has their first shootout here.
Did you have your first shootout recently?
I actually have never heard a shootout here, to be honest.
I don't know what that is.
Someone pulling a
have
gun
you heard
and
guns
shooting.
Out here?
Oh, I was attacked by a homeless guy today, but it wasn't a gun. It was a bottle of Jack Daniels.
It was a knife.
It was the
don't
big
worry.
Bottle, though.
What was he saying?
It
come
was
and
like...
drink with me?
No, he's
no,
pretty upset.
Oh, okay.
What are you saying today?
He chucked a bottle at you.
No, he held on to it. It was like, but he was like,
Jesus.
He hit me with
where
it.
Where was it? Today? Hollywood Boulevard?
It was just outside
like
my street.
Echo Park.
It wasn't today. Oh. This was a few weeks ago, but it was, yeah. It was right there, broad daylight.
Somebody hit you with a
nobody,
bottle.
The thing that was disturbing though, like, I mean, he's homeless. He probably has a lot of like mental stuff going on.
He was talking
I get
to
it.
Someone,
you know?
Yeah, someone else.
I've had friends, you know, attack me when they're having bad trips too. Like, it's just life. But the thing that sucked is the whole bystander effect where no one else did anything. It was right when school was getting out too, so there were all these like little kids and their parents, and they all just kind of looked over at this man like attacking with a bottle. And I finally got into my car, and he started beating the windshield and the car. And I was just like, "I'm just gonna drive away. Hope you have a good day."
Sorry, I upset you.
So
like, I'm not sure what I did.
To go after like that. She's
are you a little rattled by that? I mean, that's.
You know, I was right after because I was like, should I do something? So I did. I called the cops and just said, hey, I think there's a homeless man having a situation. Just because it was right outside of school.
That brings something up.
How polite is she?
I gave a homeless man a quarter outside 7-Eleven out here. And he asked me for change. Yeah, he asked me for change on the way in. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have any. I paid with a card. I got change. And then I came out and I had change and I gave it to him. And I kept walking in my car and... Next thing I know, I've got a quarter in the middle of my fucking back. Like like I had a bruise. Like he chunked it right in my back.
That is crazy. I've had that. I pulled up to where I get onto
you
Fairfax to get
the
on
back?
The 405. No, but I had someone not want to take my money because it was change.
Oh yeah,
and
exactly.
Not a
yeah,
well,
they did that to me in New York
too. I don't
understand
the idea of that concept of going to the off ramp of a highway and. Asking for money there
like, because it's a captive audience
but so like people aren't watching
place,
Netflix
though.
Yeah
this is
so not
when they
get
bored
that's called a callback
it seems like a it
you're
seems
a pro
like
at this
killed it
to actually ask for change because it seems like who's gonna roll their window down
I see
a lot of people
I've
well you don't
before.
Feel bad
you're sitting there just long enough that you
yeah
I think
again,
that
those lights are always just a little bit longer
he's watching Netflix he's like I hope I get this episode in
I
want to
say though not having a car here has actually made my life so much better here.
Netflix?
No, not having. I still watch Netflix when I walk back from the gym.
You really do, huh?
By the way, today I got caught up in a movie where Lake Bell plays a British person with Simon Pegg, who I love.
Hey, British people, we like them.
God, she's terrible. She's a British person. I love Simon Pegg.
Spaced. Do you ever watch Spaced?
No, the original series he was on? No, is it? I can't watch. It's hard for me to watch. I love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but I can't watch Spaced. And I want to, but it doesn't. It seems like if I like that, I would like this.
So,
do you know Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Hey, Ken.
Wait, no, hold on. Lucy knows this.
I want to ask you, though, real quick. So, is this something that you guys would share on your tour?
Yeah.
Would you turn on Lucy to new shows? Is that your
thing? Oh, yeah, Nashville.
Oh, actually, I've decided that I'm not going to try and turn anybody on to anything ever again.
I just met Connie Britton last night.
I hate you. Are you serious? Where?
You got to stop yelling. Sorry.
These headphones are sensitive.
Holy shit. Well, that was a real reaction.
Who is that?
Connie Britton.
Who's that?
Friday Night Lights, Nashville.
Awesome.
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Redhead.
She's actually blondish now.
Where did you meet her? Was she on your Batman
at
show?
At my friend's restaurant, The Hungry Cat, on Vine.
Hungry Cat?
Yeah.
Why have I not been there?
It's Baltimore.
You just got a cat this year.
Seafood.
I've had a cat my whole life.
Yeah, The Hungry Cat. You would love it. I had a...
By the way,
Sadie's
cat has her own Instagram. Mm.
Julio at Julio underscore Gulio. G-E-W-L-A.
So anyway, she came to the table and she said hello to a friend of ours.
Wow. How sweet.
And so I was like looking at my wife and I was like, you know, pointing.
Is that your celebrity?
No, because that's...
No, but she's big, man.
No, because my wife loves Nashville.
She's also
And my wife loves Friday Night Lights.
Does every couple make those lists?
What?
You know,
I'm just...
Who you would do list?
No. No.
That seems like a dumb thing.
Although I do know who she would do.
Who?
There's no list officially.
Brad
but
Pitt.
No, Mark Ruffalo.
Who?
Really?
He seems upset
about
that.
Why do people like Mark Ruffalo?
What,
why
Mason's giving me the thumbs up over
Mark
there.
Ruffalo?
Mason would fuck him.
By the way, this
Mason
show is
engineer.
Produced
yeah, he's
an
terrific.
Engineer.
Yeah, he's great.
Mason gives the...
Aside from his Mark Ruffalo...
No, I'm just saying that I understand because I have had several girlfriends who have been like... I'm with you because you kind of remind me of
you
Mark Ruffalo.
You do kind of remind me of Mark Ruffalo. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Do I know
wait,
who
is this?
Wait.
The Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the current Bruce Banner in the Avengers.
Yeah, he's
you do kind of look like him.
That's...
Well...
Oh, I take it back. Mark Ruffalo.
I hope
great.
My wife does not want to get on you when she meets you, then.
Your wife has never met
no,
him.
No.
After all the shows you guys have done together.
I don't take my wife to the podcast.
Why don't you take your wife to
the
podcast?
Because she doesn't. She's busy.
I don't want
she
her to
travels.
Jump on anybody.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't want her doing Mason every minute that we're here recording a show. I mean, come on. No, because she travels
the
world.
We should have done a podcast in the '70s where stuff like that could happen.
What?
You know, like sex during the podcast?
It could happen now.
No, it can't.
I'm
well, I mean, not in this show, but in theory it could happen.
No, nobody does that anymore.
What?
The '70s have a different...
Romantic chick flicks,
we don't have
probably.
The freedom that we had in the '70s to have sex.
What are you saying, Lucy, about Mark Ruffalo?
He's in a lot.
Yeah, he's got one of those, like, X-Factor personalities, you know?
What?
I don't know. She likes him.
Just, where there's just something about him that you're drawn to.
Yeah, he's in, like, he's in everything.
Yeah. And women think he's attractive.
He doesn't age.
You know who's attractive is Steve Guttenberg.
He doesn't age. Well.
That is so crazy. Do you guys know who Steve Guttenberg
is?
No,
I was laughing at Lucy's
Police
face,
Academy, right?
I don't know what Police Academy is. They're 15, John these guys.
No, I don't know.
Oh, I know that.
You know Police Academy,
oh,
the movies?
Yeah, what was the best American movie you watched when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Like, wait, where are you from? I missed the last podcast. Hold on. Where are you
I'm from?
I'm from
London.
Okay. I'm all caught
England.
Up. Continue.
I'm from London, South London, yeah.
Okay. What was
are
the
Are you an LAite? A Los Angelino?
I am now, yes.
You are now, but where are you from originally?
SoCal, a little farm town called Winchester, outside
South
of Temecula.
I've been to Winchester.
Just by Temecula.
See the brain working there. SoCal, yeah. South California. I'm a genius.
Very smart.
You're a local now. You're a local.
I should know these things.
Well, you're learning.
Well, is it kind of a small town you're from?
Yeah, it was a dirt road.
It is a dirt road in Winchester.
Mm-hmm. Dirt road in Southern California?
But it's by like Hennett and all those areas.
It doesn't look like California.
That's Inland Valley. That's not Southern California.
It's beautiful where you grew up, actually.
Call it what you want.
So wait, so
we called
I'd
the country.
To hear this. So,
yeah, it's a dirt road.
Adam was just asking you, what was the 80s film that you grew up with?
Is that what you
asked? There was a few, like, you know, you remember how VHS, you'd only have a few VHS, right?
Got a VHS player.
What's that?
No, but like, yeah, you still got one, right?
Yeah, I got
cool.
That. Yeah.
I love that. That's super cool. Actually, have a lot of romance with it.
Yeah. Cool.
But I had like American Graffiti, Star Wars trilogy. Oh, yeah. And Close Encounters, I think.
Oh, so you're like a nerd for real, though.
I mean, I'm a big sci-fi head.
Yeah, come on.
I read a lot of sci-fi. I watch a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah. Okay.
You read sci-fi? Which sci-fi do you...
Philip K. Dick. I'm a big fan of, yeah.
So do you like the new Star Wars movie?
Did
totally.
You like what? Did yeah. you like the new Star Wars?
No.
Whoa.
She's British.
Hold on.
I did and I didn't. No, I
do
actually
you know
was very
her?
Disappointed.
Her? Her, the new Jedi,
your, like,
do
cool
you?
Status, could you meet her?
Actually, I know people that know her.
Say what?
Do you know if she likes your music? Okay, you don't have a crush on her?
Who?
She's hot. She's hot.
Who doesn't?
She's very hot.
Who? The Rey?
Yeah, Rey. Do you know they won't release Rey action figures because they're afraid of what might happen?
Bull.
Not bull.
What?
Are you
what
kidding?
Might happen?
Find me a Rey action figure.
Okay.
It's a big controversy.
I'm not saying that I won't.
No, this is a true.
But
I
I'm
don't
saying,
understand.
What will people do with them?
I mean,
that's yeah, what I
mean, they're like that big.
They're
dude.
Very small. Yeah.
Like, that's the controversy.
What would they do with that one differently than what they would do with another one?
Yeah.
Well, they did a lot to Princess Leia.
What? And they still made her.
Yeah, but it was a different time.
But
know?
She was also, I mean...
She wasn't times. Like Rey. Rey's
different
hot.
Times for a woman action figure. The time is that there should be a lot of women action figures right now.
Touché.
Not that there's just one per, you know...
Yeah, it's Women's Day, isn't it?
Yeah, that man, fight on.
Fuck. Yesterday.
Wait, did you try and turn us into that?
No.
But so you guys genuinely thought the new film was good?
Yeah.
I thought they did incredible.
I thought it was so
I thought,
good.
Here's what I thought. I thought
wait,
it was good
it.
For what it was.
Okay. I mean, I'm
to see that before you.
Oh yeah, Lucy.
It was good
here.
For what it was. It
I'm
served
really,
a bigger purpose.
I'm really under the thing of like they just remade the first movie.
Yeah, that was
fine.
A great
exactly.
thing.
But like,
they rebooted the first film.
I personally,
he was pretty upfront about that, actually.
Yeah.
I personally like. I enjoyed it. Okay, two things.
They needed
I
to
reboot
it.
I can't stand 3D, and I went to see
okay.
a bunch of movies in 3D.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's too. I don't know.
It's terrible.
Well, that's on you, Luke.
The
sorry.
Only one that it ever worked for was Gravity, which was really great.
I watched that on an
that
airplane.
Is that the Sandra Bullock one?
Yeah.
I couldn't watch that.
I watched the screener
oh,
on my
amazing.
Flight back.
All
right. Go to
that's
the second
in, like,
one.
The
go
broke
to the second
mountain
one.
Category.
Weren't
yeah.
you tired after watching that
what?
Film, though? I felt like I had just gone to the gym
mountain?
After watching
yeah.
Gravity.
It's exhausting.
So tired.
But Gravity's incredible.
It's like Brokeback Mountain.
Did you watch Mars yet?
Huh?
Mars.
Mars. Oh, you mean the Mars?
I mean
Martian?
Martian, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that was genius film.
Yeah.
Genius film.
The Room. Did you see The Room?
No, I can't wait to see that film.
Do you still
I have it,
room?
Yeah. You can watch it. Don't, cool. I mean, don't disclose
hey,
my
anyone,
name.
Can't watch it.
Nothing, just kidding.
Did anyone see Deadpool?
I can't
Deadpool?
Wait to see
anyone?
Deadpool.
Anyone?
I played that video game. I read the comic book.
Shit.
I was obsessed.
You guys are missing some, I'm telling you.
Deadpool is a great character.
Lucy.
He's what Star Wars should be.
What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie. All right.
I don't know.
Last night I watched a Gene Kelly Fred Astaire film.
Oh my
it was
God.
The baseball
she is
one.
Sophisticated.
Whoa.
It was about baseball.
I know what you're talking about.
You would.
What is
it? Was
it?
Great. It was good. I slept a little bit. Like I said, I slept a lot yesterday.
I watched
yesterday.
Groucho Marx last night.
Oh, I did watch a movie yesterday. But what's the name of this film?
Take Me Out to the Ballgame. No.
Oh, maybe. That sounds... Typical
what,
for
what,
Gene Kelly.
What
no,
channel
way,
do you watch that on? What is that on?
That's a YouTube.
That's on
thing.
A DVD.
Okay.
Well,
you had to do the extra
what's
effort.
That?
I
way,
have a library next
FYI,
to my house.
Lucy, Paramount
so
released all their
nice.
Old movies for free on YouTube. All
really?
Of them. The
Paramount?
Entire history of Paramount is released.
Paramount. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Amazing. All
that's
the old
cool.
film noir and the old comedies. And the old, all the great old movies are now free on YouTube.
Did they just do a deal with YouTube, or is it that they just decided to just,
I don't
just
know.
Do
it was
they
such
must
a kind.
Have.
I think
that's
they're kind.
Move.
I also think Netflix is kind, despite my hesitation with them. I think they're a very kind system. $9, everything you want.
Yeah.
They're
always.
Kind to the consumer.
Yeah, I don't know, because Spotify is the same. They're kind. They give it all for free.
They're kind
but,
to the
you
consumer.
Can also kind of... pirate any and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
that
actually,
that.
That's a good question. So I put out a little record a couple years ago. I spent a ton of money on it. I got a lot of hits on Spotify, and my check was $6.85.
Congrats. That's huge. That is
hits.
Huge.
Did you guys,
Spotify.
Did you do
great
well
job.
On Spotify you're with your music on those things? Like a band like your
no.
The Kooks. Do you, no?
So
how many
no,
albums
I've,
did
I've
you guys?
I've never seen a check.
That's why Taylor Swift
them,
boycotted.
Yeah.
Wait.
I mean... Well, she boycotted. Well, she did. It was
she's,
Apple, wasn't it?
No,
was
she
it
was promoting
all
Apple.
Said
all of
it.
Her music off Spotify.
Yeah, I mean,
off of
you
music
guys have never
services.
Gotten paid from a streaming service.
We haven't because of we was our record deal.
Oh, so but the record company
no, in the sense that like because we you know you're always owing money to the label.
Ugh.
Right.
So now I'm probably gonna start seeing it. But
watch Artifact.
Did you guys sell a lot of like physical albums?
It's terrible.
No, it's so good.
Oh,
really? Like in the first record, did you sell a lot of physical records?
Yeah, quite a lot. I mean, what depends what you count as a lot. I mean,
what would be like a lot?
I mean, the first time I don't know 2.5 million.
Tomorrow. 2.5 million copies, yeah. Physical copies.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that was during the age of digital stuff too, because it's only 10 years ago, right?
That was just we were like at the cusp when it changed.
2.5 million copies of his record.
That's pretty good.
It's crazy.
Do you want to know what the next
one's
called?
Notting Hill.
Got the stats
that
ready.
That was a Notting Hill moment. how much did you make for your last movie? $22 million. That's
I mean,
a
it was
lot of records.
I you know it's
how does 2.5 million. Physical albums.
Yeah.
Is that hard to keep up with everything going online?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just really interesting the way you see it because, I mean, when we did that record, like, you expected, like, if you did well to sell records. That is obviously a lot of albums. That was a bit of a freak and stuff like that, and things happened and aligned. But basically, that was like people were selling millions of records then. It was like a lot of people would sell millions of albums.
So a decade ago,
especially in the UK now, though. I think in the US you can still sell that amount, but in the UK, I mean, you can have a number one selling 30,000 singles now. You know? I mean, it's really crazy. And then
my friend Sadie has a question. What's up?
What's your tattoo mean?
That's your question.
Oh my god!
Let me
just
say,
your question
this
right
is
now.
The most ADD show. I love it, but like, I did a couple other radio things this week, and I was like, there were like a lot of silence, like NPR voices.
Do you prefer this?
I love
this?
No, because I'm entertained the whole time.
By the way,
I'm not like worrying about
like
the next question.
Stop talking over people.
Go ahead.
Do you talk a lot that. During your show? Yeah,
during my live show.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. I
what
would
do you
say
like,
I do, right?
Talk, it's like,
that's great.
What do you say?
I do. I just talk to the crowd.
Do you tell them stories about the song you're going to sing? Or
occasionally.
Yeah? So what would be a story of a song
you
could
sing?
Do stuff.
Weren't you answering a question? Oh. And then you were asking?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so that was actually
was
leading into my question for Lucy.
Organized.
I've got questions.
I was actually trying to make it more ADD. Just keep it rolling.
Okay, Luke, it looks like a ship steering wheel or something.
It's a square.
What? What do you do?
That's what it looks like.
Sadie, it's
how
a square.
How does that look like? What you mean?
It really did, you guys.
Sure.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I could see that.
Okay, thank you. I was moving the whole time I was looking at it, in my defense.
It's such a boring story.
Well, is it?
Why would you get it?
Let's
hear
it.
It's such a boring story.
All right,
I
want to
hear about the cube. It's
a
cube.
Story. Let's see if we could focus.
Here's a box.
Do tell.
Nope, can't do it.
Tell us what happened. Please.
Okay, really quick. I was very drunk, and it was it was actually a stamp from a club, and I just thought I could get in for free.
Genius.
Oh, that's funny.
Lucy,
oh,
no.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What tattoo do you have?
That's funny.
Do
you have tattoos?
Almost got an ankle
you don't
tattoo,
pay attention ever.
I
no, I did.
So you don't have one tattoo? To.
No, I did this. I did this like this huge trip. I sailed around the whole globe with this group. And
what group?
Wait,
landed
whoa.
The semester at sea.
You went all around the world?
Yeah, we never heard about this.
When did you do that?
Yeah, this was...
What's the group?
Semester at Sea, that's the name of the group. It's cool. A small ship, and it takes students. You, like, apply for scholarships, and then you go, like, study in, like, 10 different countries. So
study
you, like,
or study?
Study.
Gotcha.
So you're, like, sailing, and then you stop in a country and, like,
cool.
Do some research or history or... like a drumming class or something.
Oh my gosh.
Neato.
Yeah, it was so cool.
When did you do
2010 this? I did this. 2011? But anyways, so I got like, I did the whole circumnavigation, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm getting a tattoo. This is the best reason ever to get to. And it was closed. The parlor was closed.
What would you have gotten?
So I got a piercing instead. But
is that that?
No, I got like a belly piercing. And I'm like so ashamed of it that I like never wear belly shirts anymore.
Is it still there?
Because I don't want to get rid of the piercing until I can get like a real tattoo. I just had to like get some kind of souvenir.
What tattoo would have represented your trip around the world?
I was gonna get a little
anchor
that was on the ship's
nailed
anchor.
It.
Don't you have a dog?
And then I thought that's kind of tacky shark. Too because it's like Popeye.
Popeye's not tacky.
But you know what? If you would have done it, it would have been cooler.
Where would you have gotten
there? I like an anchor. It's like foundation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Look at that.
So nice.
But it is.
Did you write any songs about that trip? Listen, I like that.
No, I wasn't writing music.
Roll Tide.
Back then. Roll Tide.
I was just asking Lucy if she had written a song about that trip.
I did take a harmonica on that trip, and I can
bring it back.
Got the
I can play some harmonica now.
I would. I think it's a good moment for Lucy to play something else.
Yep.
Do you want to? Do you mind?
Let's do something, please. Just for a moment of silence. I'm going to play a slow one. So
yes.
We can all just
catch our breath.
Check out.
Can you tell us what this is about?
Yeah. Depends on what I'm playing. Yeah, I'll do so this is the song that doesn't have a name yet. I wrote it recently. There have been some suggestions, because I've been asking people at my shows what they think. I guess I'll just play it. It's about when you get into a relationship and you're arguing all the time. Is anyone? You guys?
I've seen them.
Never.
No.
It's always
I'm very proud of all of you. That's wonderful. I hope you never have to experience it. But this is when you care about the person. Yeah, it's all relationships. And then you just get to a point where you're having the same fights over. And then you just kind of think, like, why are we still fighting about this? And it's like, well, we're always going to fight because this is, like, our value. And it doesn't match. That kind of thing. It's about wanting to cuddle when someone just wants to argue at the end of the day.
Future cuddling.
Future cuddling.
That's the name of the song.
This is future cuddling.
Future everything. This is the future.
Okay.
Ready?
I know this one.
I like this one.
I like this one.
Honey, put your weapons down. I'm too tired to fight right now. I'll make a white flag out of these sheets. If you can stop for a minute, lay down with me.
Feel like war.
Cause I don't know whose side I'm on. I don't know whose side I'm on. I don't know whose side I'm on anymore. So honey, put your weapons down. Cause I'm too tired to fight right now. I'll make a white flag out of these sheets. If you can stop for a minute, lay down with me.
Damn.
I'm giving up songwriting.
We were all like completely hypnotized. Everybody,
y'all fall asleep.
I gotta ask questions.
Now I'm getting a relationship.
I get the first question. Where can I get more of that? Like
more
for real?
That? You can come to the shows or jump in the tour van with the rest of us.
No, I mean like, can I buy this? Can I follow this? Can I watch it on YouTube?
Are you wrapping our show up?
No, I just want to know. No, I just want to know because that kind of stuff. I would share with anybody.
Yeah. God, that was epic.
It doesn't matter. I would give that to
I actually
anyone.
Don't think I'd heard that one. Have you
and
played
so,
that one?
Holy shit. I do recommend music at times, and I would like to recommend this music. I really do want to know personally how would I follow this? How do I get into this?
Well, my website is listentolucy.com. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing.
That's the starting point.
Then there's, you know, Instagram and Twitter where I post a lot of music. I just put out a new, it's a cover of Tainted Love, but that's a new song that I just put out.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't recorded that song. I'm okay. Looking for a new producer.
I love that song.
I'm on a mission.
I want that song.
Gotta find someone.
Hey, okay. I got a question.
Seriously, maybe it's called your song.
That
what's your name again?
Song.
Yeah, Adam.
Jesus. Adam. Maybe it's Adam's song.
There you go. I'll take that fucking song.
Now I miss being in a fight with
Oh, there's
girl.
Already an Adam song. It's Blink
182. I've been avoiding relationships with that kind of feeling for very long. But now I miss it.
You could say Wednesday's Finest. That could be it.
Wednesday's Finest.
I have no passion. It's terrible. Hey,
when's it
Lucy,
called WWF?
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. She put out this great cover of Tainted Love. What is this? What is the mission of that video? Because I know it has, there's like a mission
purpose.
To do something. And I met the girl at your birthday the other day. But what is the mission there?
So the girl was probably Madeline Harris.
Blonde hair?
Yeah. And she's the CEO of a group called More Than No. It's like sexual harassment awareness, basically. She's also a burlesque dancer. And she created this really cool cabaret called the Cabaret Consensual. So it's kind of like you pay and you go to this event and it's like a striptease. But instead of being like, oh yeah, some girls get naked, because it's like, we've all seen that. This is about empowering women. So the music video, I really wanted them to be a part of it. And it's the song Tainted Love, because I really wanted to do that song. And it's about how we should empower women and we should never say, hey, what were you wearing when, you know, someone catcalled you? Or
Can I say something, though, about it mm-hmm. in that direction? Your hair was amazing in that video.
Thank
Whoever
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Tawny D. Yeah, she's a friend. She's an amazing hairstylist.
She did.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like
what
a 1940s
piece.
What'd she
do?
You have to see this video. She's
yeah, go
describe
check it, out.
It for me real quick.
No, go it's check just, it out.
You know what it looked like? It was like a. It was almost
it looks
like a
timeless
kind of style.
Yeah, it was like old school.
It was old school.
Oh, that's what we already said, that she's timeless, right?
Yeah.
Lucy, you're timeless.
Lucy, you're timeless.
That dog has to poop. That's so, what's going on back here. Because we're at my house recording this.
Yes.
And there's a dog. I'm going to let
your dog out
real quick.
Yeah, go let your dog out.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Do you think we can do this without him?
Oh, my God. I don't know. There's going to be so much awkward silence.
Yeah. Only four people. Only four people. In
How do we do this now without Ken?
What do we do?
Already built up.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So, for real, though, we got to make this work
leaves.
Without Ken now. No.
Just kidding.
So, that song is ready to be recorded, but it's not.
Yeah, I think. Okay. I can hear some like bass tones and some other stuff coming up.
What happened with the one from the video? You just weren't like satisfied with it, or
the one
the recording from
oh,
the video?
Oh, do you mean the new song, right?
Wait, the new song.
Talking about Tainted Love or the
I'm not really sure. I'm not confused.
Are you talking, are you talking about the one you just played?
I think he's I was asking about the one you just played.
Just kidding. Okay, yes. Never mind.
So the one I've got a new batch of songs. I just got it.
When you go in, do you have a specific producer you work with?
No, and I have a lot of. I do demos myself, and then I'll give it to a producer who's a friend and say, "Hey,
cool, yeah.
Hey, I'll give you some money if you can help me out." But
hey, we have a song called "Hey Hey."
So let me ask you something, all as artists. Like, if you guys said, "I want to,"
you're not.
No, I'm not. Not a recording artist.
Adam,
stop
Jesus
it.
Christ.
Listen, you guys can actually perform together. What happens with that? How do you
what
share
do you
rights? And do you guys write contracts, or what does music people
that
do?
Is big. Yeah, you were talking. I want to ask you this question. So you're in a band with a bunch of friends, Luke. And so when you write a song, but then the drummer comes in and comes up with a part, how does that all work?
Hypothetically speaking,
it just depends. I mean, to be honest, it's like on the first album, we would I'd walk in with a verse and chorus idea, maybe the lyrics, and then we just play it together.
So then does everybody get writing credits on it or arrangement credits?
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends how you want to do it. I always did it like I'd be the writer technically because, you know, but you, it just depended on the song, but I always get like half of it would go back into the band, if you see what I'm saying. So everyone has a different way of doing their royalties or whatever. But it's been different, you know, we've done different versions of songs. I mean, you know, especially as you do other albums, you know, I've done whole songs that I've done everything on, or I've done really nothing on, and then come in and done the vocals. So
have you wanted to do a solo record?
Yeah, I just started one actually.
Oh, that's what you're working on here?
No.
Outside of that you're doing it?
Yeah, in New York.
Busy
actually.
Man.
I'm you know, I'm just writing a lot at the moment, and
that's good. You got an outlet.
Lucy, did you listen to him when you were growing up? Did you listen to Kooks at all?
You know, I didn't, but when you mentioned he was playing, I looked up, and I'm pretty sure the first time I ever smoked a joint, it was in Santa Barbara, and I was on the beach, and I had this German friend with me, and they played this song as we were smoking. I'm positive. It was called Seaside?
Yeah. That's,
yes, because I looked at Roger Joel, and I listened.
So cool.
And I love that song, and I didn't even know like
how
who sang it.
How does that song go? Do you remember?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Can we hear a little bit of that?
Go? Yeah, Seaside. Of course, yeah.
Do you want a guitar?
It's just
want,
so
okay.
It's
do you
like
want to hear a second of it?
Yeah. Bobby Darin reinvented. Like,
do you
it's
want to remember
so
your marijuana?
That's so sweet.
Yeah, should we go back?
Yeah, he's gonna. You want to play it with him? Get a full circle.
No.
It was the
it's
first
such a good
song
vibe.
On the first album. Yeah. Do you want to go to the seaside? Not trying to say that everybody wants to go. Fell in love on the seaside, and I handle my charm with time slide. And then it's like it's basically like
awesome.
It's about it's about a minute long.
Do you want a joint?
Yeah, does that make you want to smoke
somebody,
pot?
Please.
Yeah. Oh, it just makes me happy.
Nice.
Oh, that's
even
such a
better.
Cool memory. Yeah. I love that.
It's a cool
that's
got
to be one of the best feelings is having people have those kind of experiences with music.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's cool. Little moment in time.
There you go. That's how it's done.
Well, should we try to do a cover song together as we close our wonderful session with Lucy? Down?
Yeah, I mean,
all of us, all
Luke's
five
what's
of us.
Happening?
Yeah. So real quick though, can you tell me just a little bit about what you expect from this tour, Ken?
What I expect from this
tour?
Yeah,
yeah. You're bringing three of the people at this table with
I'm
you.
I'm actually not. We were very
And I'm
very
not saying
fortunate.
Bringing with you, but going together as a group. I don't know who's
No,
bringing.
Well, I will say Sadie and I were very fortunate because Lucy was kind enough to let us come on this with her.
Okay.
And then, of course, we had some ideas of what we would like to do.
They were like, oh, I think we'll, you know, we're thinking about coming with.
Yeah. And then,
and, like,
and
yeah,
then our
I'd
DJ, Microchip, is going to be driving his van. So we're very excited about that. I've never done this before. I've had a good career selling music, but I haven't done what like Luke's done. I only started really performing my stuff as a solo artist about 5 years ago, and then with Sadie in the last couple of years. But I've never just gotten in a van with a bunch of 20-somethings and hit the road before. So what are
you
my expectations?
Sound like
yeah.
Well, I just haven't done it. That's something
no, he's just
wait,
old.
You've never toured before?
I've toured and I've played all around Europe and I played all
but
around
not
the
in
United
a van
States.
With cool people.
But I was, you know, I never did it like this, like what we're about to do. So my expectations are
should I be worried?
Fun!
Woo! Definitely worries.
Lots of I see lots of rainbows and and butterflies and sunsets, chocolate bars,
unicorns.
This is good. So we'll have to have a show where you report on this.
Well, actually, Lucy, and Lucy has, would you come back? A reporter from the Santa Barbara Independent to come with us, right?
Yeah, he's going to ride out with us.
Oh, cool.
Richie, he's a great.
Don't get me wrong. I have played all around. I just haven't done this particular thing yet.
Wait.
This will be fun.
You're
this
having a reporter good. Come and just.
It's very almost famous. It's.
He looks like him too, right?
He looks just like
How
him.
How old
it's
is
really
he?
Really funny. I have no idea. Actually, I probably should have asked.
Yeah, did you do a background check on
him?
Yeah,
like, so, do you know him?
He probably has, like, a gun.
No. We met in L.A. at a show and just had a good vibe, and then turned out we had both spent a lot of time in Santa Barbara.
Hold on a second. She doesn't know this guy that we're going with.
We're aware.
Yeah, but he's got a good vibe.
Yeah. That checks out in the radar.
Ted Bundy had a good vibe.
He did. I heard good things.
He's still got people asking to be his wife.
Oh, boy.
Is he still alive, Ted Bundy?
No, maybe Charles Manson.
Charles Manson.
Dude, I heard the craziest story about, you know, Ted Bundy and Deborah Harry. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you guys know about this?
No.
Nope.
Just a slight tangent, sorry. But, Deborah Harry... got it. She got in the car with Ted Bundy.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. No. So basically, it's just so weird. So I was basically, I did this thing for NME where I went and interviewed Deborah Harry, but I wasn't really interviewing her, but like it was for the magazine. And I wanted to ask like some question maybe someone hadn't, and we were talking about it. And then my manager was like, there's this rumor about like Ted Bundy. So I asked her about it, and she was like, yeah, she got in the car with Ted Bundy, and she was like, he was just like this really charming dude. You know, good vibe. Yeah. Everyone used to hitchhike then, you know.
I have a CB radio. It's okay. We can call out for
there's
help.
There's three people left in the United States with CB radios.
Me.
And those are not people we want to talk to.
I'm me.
But she said, it's the craziest story. So Deborah Harry's before Blondie fame, obviously, but she is like just before, and everyone used to hitchhike. She gets in the car, and then she realizes there's on the dashboard, there's like nothing there. Like there's no like, you know, speedometer or anything. There's no handle to unlock the door.
Oh my god.
So she's like, there's this weird smell. And so this is complete, so she's there. So basically what she did was she went like, oh, do you mind if I have a cigarette? And so she rolled the window down. And then when they slowed down, she just jumped out the car.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Talk about this in the interview?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was in the interview, yeah.
Good actually, interview. When I was 18, I did get in the car.
That
with
is nuts.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
how did she know it was him?
Pop music could have been like.
Well, she probably didn't know it was him. She probably just got creeped out.
No, I mean, she. Yeah.
Then she saw she, and then later she, after he got convicted.
That's what some due said, diligence so, on this reporter,
good
right?
Lord, we're pen pals.
We're pen pals.
You don't even communicate on email.
I should. No, email. Yeah,
oh, that's your pen pal. That's sorry, our pen. I thought you meant actually. Well, you're a timeless that's soul, true. So I thought you were with had some parchment or
does
something.
Does he seem like a kind person?
Very kind soul, very kind. And I also had Wesley, our other two, were budding meet him. And
have you seen what he's written in the past?
Yeah, have you ever read his?
You guys, yes. It's fine.
And the thing is, he
one.
Writes for
okay.
for a very positive.
No,
magazine.
No.
It's
oh, Travis
like
is
going to do some deep.
Okay,
Travis is.
I think that's awesome. I think someone should film it though too.
That's what his job
well,
is.
Travis is kind of like our Dolly.
Oh, you got someone filming?
Well, he's got
this
his,
guy
he's a built-in
that we've
dolly.
Never met.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he's
you guys are going to have a fun tour. I wish
right?
I could come.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We actually are going to we're going to hit a lot of places along the way, and we've got some good things lined up. So we're very excited.
All right.
I wish we could do this from the road. But
we'll do that show when you come back and report
we'll do
all
a
over
recap
it.
Of the whole
and then,
thing
Lucy, back. You could please come in.
Yes.
Lucy, we'll
you,
see. I mean,
we close this out with We're Just Friends.
Do we have any whistlers? I could do that.
I can whistle.
Yeah.
Well, not
that.
Well.
Not
but.
Well.
Yeah. Where is it? Okay. There's some good whistles.
All right, guys, let it go.
Okay, so
All right. Here. All right, so everyone
all right, so,
who's listening
again, this
to this
is the Pistol and Dagger
here.
Society with our friend Lucy LaForge. That's my friend Sadie Mae over there.
Yep.
It's our friend Adam here. He's standing up and
staring into the
Luke head. Sitting in as our other guest host. And Lucy, you're gonna carry us out here with my favorite song of yours so far.
Is it really?
Yeah, I love that song.
Aww. That makes me happy. Well, so I need to do the whistles because there's whistles on the recording, but I still can't whistle for the life of me. So it goes like this. Do-na-da-da-do. 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 That was beautiful. All right, ready?
Nailed it.
Here we go. This is my song just fits. Do 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 do. I just wanna be friends. Kissy, touchy, lovey friends. Outside the bar, just friends, backseat of your car, just friends, it's all we are, just friends. You don't have to buy me food, and I can still call you dude. Play video games or get naked, it's all the same, cause we're just friends. I just wanna be friends, kissy, touchy, lovey friends. During commercials, just friends, we're out of beer, just friends. I hope it's clear we're just friends. I wouldn't want to mess it up. No, not this nice thing we've got. So though I like you a lot, I think it's a good place to stop. Right here, just friends. Do-na-da-da-do. Do 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 do. I just wanna be friends, kiss you, touch you, love you, friends. Oh, you'll get jealous, I'll get hurt, but we won't admit we got burned, cause we're just friends.
Nice whistles.
Lucy LaForge, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Adam. That's going to be our new outro. Adam, how do we end these shows?
Like this. We're done. Bye. Just kidding.
That was all right. That was all right. No, just, I don't know. Thank you, Ken, for putting this together.
I didn't put
Thank
it together.
Thank you, Fresh Brothers. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you, Luke.
You brought it together. You brought Fresh Brothers here, and that brings people around.
People do come around the table. That brings people around.
So there you go.
Good tagline. Right. Sadie Mae, by the way, where can people get these cool koozies we were using this
whole
time?
They're actually really cool, and if you want to see them and you should buy them, that's... Why do you ask a question and answer it? Yes, that is where they are.
Pistolanddagger.us.
.us.
Yes. There you go.
And Lucy, where can people find you?
You can find me with the hashtag listen to Lucy.
Bam.
And Adam, if people want to find you?
At Wed's Finest. W-E-D-D-D-D-D. Wednesday's Finest.
And Luke, if somebody wanted to find you, hypothetically, where would they find a young fellow like yourself?
In the pub.
In the pub.
Doing a show for 2,000 people, and then they get turned away. Sorry.
There you go. You gave
a
and scene.
No, I'm at Luke Cook. Yeah. Hit me up at Luke Cook.
Yeah.
I mean, it rhymes, so I just went with it. You know.
Earl, thank
bit
you
tacky,
for,
but
it's a good call.
I'd like to thank here. Mason mm-hmm. Booker.
Yeah, Mason, thank you.
Engineering, thank you, producing.
Thanks, dude.
Okay.
Good luck on the tour.
Roll Tide.
Thanks, Lucy.